forgiveness, and I. I am the perpetual penitent, the eternal student of remorse, practicing the act of self-forgiveness. One forgiving another is a gift to both. Forgiving self, however, is an elusive endeavor, an art perhaps best reserved for mystics. From time to time, I sail the channels of regret and steer through an archipelago of imperfections, real and imagined. The waters of regret run wild. They are like rapids that agitate with the anguish of old, unpardoned errors. I seek consultations with regret, but it is like a dissident ambassador who will not come home. I have made a study of omissions, the times when not enough was said and not enough was done. Keeping company with omissions makes for long and torturous nights. In some ways, we all carry a journal of remorse. In the pages are words of wounds and wounds of silence. In between revisions of my past, small victories of forgiveness emerge through the cracks in the granite of my guilt. I salute the small victories, and I embrace them when I make peace with my regrets and seek pardon of myself. I am who I choose to forgive. True forgiveness, kind in its reverence for the transparency of a fool, cleanses the nucleus of the soul, ordains transformation, and with a crude club, chases the inevitable rats of revision down a blind alley where they belong.